Good morning, everyone. I'm having my first cup of tea in the garden. It's quite late. Actually, it's not. It's the rest of my first cup of tea. I had half of it this morning, earlier. About 2 hours ago. Now I'm having the second half of it reheated. Things have been going on okay. Had a bit of an accident at dialysis last night. Someone had taken my top needle out, and that was stopped bleeding and been plastered up. And then I was holding, they put up like a bit of gauze, like cotton wool and gauze, and some people tape it over and then you press on it for like 10 minutes or something. This is the bottom line, which is the arterial one, which always will bleed more because it's closer to the join where the main artery is, and it's also the one which carries the blood out of the body, and the other one, the top one, the venous line, carries it back. So I was holding it, and now when you're dialyzing, they put on the arm of the chair like a paper towel thing. It's big, not as big as a paper tablecloth, but it's bigger than a paper serviette, just in case of any spillages. Of course, they wash the chair down with disinfectant every time anyway. But when she took the nurse took the plasters off the top needle, she stuck them. Now what they do is stick them onto this piece of paper, because then they just chuck it all away at the end. They're very, very sticky. They hurt when they come off sometimes because they're stuck so soundly. But anyway, what happened was she'd stuck all these plasters that had been holding my needle in place on this paper tissue, and some of them had become stuck to my wrist, the underside of my wrist, and I wanted to get them off, so I was trying to shake my arm to get it off, and I lifted my arm up, and my other hand slipped. I had a bleed before when I went outside and got in a taxi, but because there was all the dressings on, the sun's going in, out, the clouds keep coming over. It's meant to rain later, so I'm making the most of it. But while there's a dressing over it, you don't feel the force with which it comes out. I've never felt that before. It shot straight up in the air, like it's literally like a fountain. Oh, it was horrible. I went ah like that, and the person who was dealing with me was taking someone else off at the time. She had her back to me. She shouted out for one of the other staff, Henry, because she didn't know what had happened to me. I mean, it's not uncommon, and I shouted out, Henry, and he come running. And I was covered, whole arm was covered, my hand, the other hand, because I tried to stop it with my other hand, which you really, well, you have to if it's an emergency. But you really actually shouldn't touch it with bare hands because of the risk of infection getting into the bloodstream. So my left hand was covered in blood, and my whole right arm was covered in blood, and the chair was covered in blood, and none went on my clothes. So that was a bit of an experience. I don't want to repeat in a hurry. It was my own fault though, because I was faffing about. I should have just left it, left the plaster stuck to me. Yeah, so that was that. Anyway, this is really primarily an update on the cats. As you know, I stopped the Big Chief, Most Have Chief Wackaboo-Boo's medication about a month ago. In the meantime, I had an offer from a friend of the family, she's a friend of my mum's, to pay for the operations. I'm not 100%, well, there's no guarantee that they'll be successful, because it could be a tumour that he's got there, it could be malignant. But I feel that I have to try this option now, because otherwise I'll be like the worst person in the world. That I took him off his treatment and didn't give him the chance of the operation when someone else was willing to pay for it. It will be done in two stages. It's quite costly. I don't think there'd be much change from £1,000 out of it, which I certainly couldn't have afforded for a long time, by which time he would have been gone. So the vet who I've been dealing with is going to be away till the middle of September. So I'm hoping he can hold out that long. He's certainly fine. He's eating well. He's not acting any differently to he's been acting the last year or so. So that's a piece of, well, it's quite guardedly good news. And the other thing is Chantelle is continuing to take her medication. The vet should have come this Wednesday to test her blood for the to make sure, see if the treatment's working, because she needs to go under the knife for to have her teeth sorted out. But I've had to postpone it a week because I've now got a rush of appointments this week for the work up to the transplant. Again, I remember I said on here a few weeks ago that I've got to have all the tests again. That sun's so lovely when it comes out. It's quite windy, so keeps blowing the clouds over. Tomorrow I've got my, no, not tomorrow, sun, no, not even, oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. Monday, I'm getting all confused with days. Monday I've got my exercise class. Tuesday I have got an appointment with the surgeon just to discuss my transplant options in the morning, and I've also got to go up and have an ECG for, as part of the workup, which for which you can't book an appointment, and then I've got to be back here to be picked up at 3 for dialysis. Ha ha. Then on Wednesday I originally had just the Doppler scan, which is an ultrasound of the arteries. And it did say in the letter that I've got to go on the treadmill for 5 minutes. I didn't have to do that before, but maybe that's a new thing, so that's that. I had also received an appointment for Monday for 10 to 11 for a chest x-ray, which is part of it again, but I rang them up and said I can't do that because I'm double booked up because I've got my exercise class. I'm not missing that this week because it's bank holiday the following week, so I'll have to miss it then, and the following week we're away, so I'll miss it then as well. So that's Wednesday when I should have been having the, so I rang the x-ray people, cancelled the appointment, and she said I can see you're going to be up here on Wednesday, so just come then. So I'm just going to turn up for that as well. And then I have received the ultrasound. I need an ultrasound of my kidneys, which will be done on the 18th of September. So I'm now looking for, I've got to go have a mammogram and a smear, which I've got to sort out myself when I get back from my holiday. And then I've got to have two tests on where they take pictures of the heart with the radioactive stuff. And then I've got to have the echo, like a scan, heart scan. I think I'll be done. So they're coming in thick and fast. So I had to postpone the cat's appointment to the following Wednesday. I hope I've got enough tablets to see me through for her, but if not, then I've got some of the chief's old ones she can have. Oh, excuse me. Oh dear, my tea went down the wrong way. But that's the end of it anyway. And I'll speak to you soon. It's nearly the end of me.